Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, we're back. It's the aftermath.
Or
actually, after mess.
Yeah.
I was Googling all the afters and aftermath came up. Aftermath. We're after mess. It's our podcast episode, I believe, 5. Look, this is the logo. This is with Dr. Dre came out, the aftermath. Mm-hmm. And then he put Eminem and 50 Cent on it. So that was their logo. I don't know if we do a play off that. The aftermath. Hmm.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, how you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Literally minutes ago, we were talking about Carla's dating situation, because Carla's dating situation is always unique to us. And I wish we had popcorn every time Carla talks about it. And we're going to open it up for dialogue here on the podcast, because either you're in love with someone, you don't like someone, someone made you cry, you're dating 5 people, you're never dating again, you're never going to sleep with this guy, you're never going to date that guy. This guy DM'd me, so I'm back dating him. What's the latest?
Well, right now I'm talking to the white Tino, which is what we're going to call him, and we're doing okay. I know that I was like a born-again virgin for a while, but finally this weekend that was put to an end.
Okay. How many weeks did you go?
Hella long, I feel.
Stop it.
Honestly.
Honestly.
No, okay, the podcast. Honestly, real talk.
Real
from
talk.
From Natasha's birthday. Oh, no. From May 31st to Natasha Castle's birthday.
So,
I don't know.
2 days later? I don't know what that
helpful.
Is.
No, Natasha's 2 weeks? Birthday is the beginning of August. So, you had a couple months?
I had a couple months.
Yes, yeah, a lot. I don't believe that.
No, for real.
For okay. real, for real.
For real,
you
for
know,
real.
Even the person you said doesn't count?
Well, because I hooked up with him, I think, that weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So you began the conversation about raw dogging. And that's what we're going to talk about, raw dogging. Because.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's so hilarious. You said that this guy you were going to hook up with, who has been trying to hook up with you for a while.
Yeah.
You told him you had condoms.
So here's the situation, right? Okay. I'm not on birth control. So I use condoms mainly because, like, obviously STDs, but also pregnancy. And so this guy, we were like, finally gonna hook up. And I was like, do you have condoms? And he was like, no, but I'll go buy some. He buys some, comes back. And then I let him know, actually, I have like 2 big boxes of Magnum condoms at my place. And he, or of
it's
condoms.
Not quite, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of just of condoms at my place. And he goes, oh, cool. Like, just bring those. And then I look at him and I'm like, well, they're Magnums. And he got hella offended because he was like, wait, that was so fucking rude.
It is. It really is.
I really
is.
Like that the white Tino calls you out. And just to clarify, you call him that because he's Latino, but also white. Right?
Very much.
So
very
you mixed
white.
It together. White Tino.
The white
but
Tino.
I love that he called you out on that because Carla, yeah, it is. And Joey, you asked her if she had seen his private bits before, which you had,
yeah,
which
I
makes
totally
it
have.
Kind of rude, that's, Carla.
That's what makes it so
like,
offensive.
Come on.
No, hear me out, though. Hear me out.
Okay.
So I didn't mean it like, oh, you have a small peen and it's not going to fit in those. I meant like I've never actually used a Magnum condom before, so I don't know. Like,
then what the fuck do you have Magnums? How is there just Magnums there? Are you just, it's a wish that hopefully someone comes over that can fit into them?
No, okay,
what?
So
she's putting it out into the universe.
I used to date this guy that had like a very large thing.
Penis.
Yes. Well, I can say dick.
Yeah.
So he had a big penis. And so we were going to hook up. And so I bought these 2 big ass boxes because I was like, we're going to just go to town with this one. And we ended up just raw dogging it. So I never actually opened the box of condoms.
Carla.
He opened you up. That's for sure.
Oh,
listen,
my God.
My mom saw the boxes. She was like, why do you have these? And I was like, well, because if I ever hook up with someone, I pull them out and they say that they can't use them. I just won't even waste my time.
Oh,
and my mom
slick.
Was like, girl.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I just never seen them before.
What so if your moms are like, if you're not going to use them, I need them for your dad.
Ew.
Nacho handling it.
Stop. But that's why I told them, like, I don't know if you're going to fit into these. It's not that you have
oh
a small penis.
My.
He has a great penis.
God.
It's fine. It's great.
It's just not Magnum.
No. I mean, he could fit into it. Maybe.
No.
I don't know
no,
about
no,
sizes.
Yeah, come on. He doesn't fit into a Magnum.
Yeah, he does.
They're all the same. I find it so dumb. Like, they're all the freaking same.
They're really
like,
not, though. Condoms are not the same.
No?
No.
I have seen both, and to me, it's like the regular one, like, you could inflate that to be like 9 feet, and you could probably do the same thing with
the Magnum. No, but it's more like girth. It's not okay. Length. Length condoms go pretty much the same, but girth, that's what a Magnum is for. Oh. It's usually the girth.
Because
you
that.
Could take a small condom, you could stretch that shit out like
right. Yeah.
Any condom you could stretch out. So it's not really the length, it's more the girth. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was he still, well, actually, I don't know if I should ask that.
But. Was he girth,
but you did.
Was he Girth Brooks? Oh.
He wasn't like super girthy, but he does not have a small penis. Like, right, right. Let me yeah, say yeah. this. Like, it was a perfectly fine
it was appropriate.
Peen. He right. was circumcised. It was clean.
Uh-huh.
We talked about sexual history and...
Okay, good.
Yeah, he was like, I get checked often. I was like, I still need you to wrap it up. But yeah.
But...
Cool.
Then you did it.
We did it twice.
Raw dogged it.
Yeah.
No. We used a condom. The other guy, the one with a very large peen, we raw dogged it.
Raw dogged it. Right?
Oh, okay. I get it.
Because he was like... So he tried putting the condom on and he was like, I just, like, can't get hard with the condom. And nothing pisses me off more than a motherfucker who says that he can't use condoms. Yes, you can.
They
Carla.
Do it all the time.
I was bamboozled, wasn't
How
I?
How are you going to say that it pisses you off? I know, right? Allow him to get it after he used the excuse.
I know. You got dickmatized, boy.
Because I ain't shit, you know?
So have you got checked after this
yes,
raw dog situation?
Twice.
Were you scared a little bit?
No, because me and the guy at the... It was Sant. It was my ex-boyfriend. Oh. I trusted him.
Okay.
Oh. The story got a lot worse.
It got really worse. Yeah, I would always have those situations back in the days, getting drunk. It usually was just alcohol. Honestly, to me, it was alcohol because I've had so many people in my family die of AIDS. Mm-hmm. When I say too many people, it's about 6 people.
Wow.
So it scares me. But it was always, I was drunk, made a bad call. The day after, it was like... You know, if someone coughs, I feel like I'm sick. So can you imagine me? I thought literally the next day I woke up with AIDS. And just back in the days, it took a lot longer to get your results. It wasn't as quick as it is today. Mm-hmm. It was the worst feeling. And I never figured out, why do I do this? Why? Because then that week or 2 weeks is ruined. I think I'm dying. I think I caught something. And it's never like if you caught, like, all right, if I catch chlamydia, you can go get it fixed. It's always like, I got AIDS.
Yep.
I have herpes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that was my thing. Like, I get one time, and I did not know it's called stealthing. I don't know if you've heard of this terminology before.
No.
Oh,
where,
I have.
Yeah, where the guy, and I mean, it was not an okay situation, but I feel comfortable enough to talk about it now. But like, what I will say is that like we were in the process of getting together, and then we were actually having sex. And when we switched around on the bed is when I looked down and I saw that like the wrapper was on the floor, and then I actually saw the condom was on the floor.
He was a wrapper?
What?
He was a wrapper?
Oh my god.
He lied about putting it on?
I saw him put it on, and then when I turned around, because I mean, TMI or not, we were fucking doggy, so like, I couldn't see him. He took it off.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I've heard about that.
There's some more things there, but ultimately, like, when I saw the condom down there, I was like, oh my god, did you take the condom off? And he was like, yeah.
He talked like that?
I was like, I'm sorry, what the fuck is wrong with you? No.
Yeah.
I freaked out. I immediately went afterwards to the urgent care, and I was just like, you guys. I got stealthed. Check me. And the girl was like, and mind you, I waited like 30 minutes to get actually like admitted to get checked in and for somebody to look at me. And when I explained my situation, I don't know what the job title is, but the practitioner just looked at me and she was like, okay, you're clearly frazzled. And I was like, I'm not okay.
Right.
Something is very wrong. I'm going to get HIV and I'm going to die. And she's like, you know that that's not how this works. And I was like, I know, girl. I need you to draw my blood. I need to pee in a cup and I need to figure out if I caught anything. And she was like, are you sure you want to do this? Yes.
Right.
So we did it. I got my test results back. I was fine. And then I went back 6 months later, tested, and I was fine. But
good.
No, that was, yeah.
Did you ever talk to him again?
No.
Thank God.
I know.
That's a horrible person.
Oh, no, he's a terrible person. What I will say is that this was before I got into radio, and years later, I never said anything to anybody, but we crossed paths with each other during like a specific event, and he tried talking to me, and I was just like, are you fucking...
right.
Get the fuck away from me.
You went stealth.
Yeah, absolutely.
You saw that? You see how he does that, Carla? You got to go stealth, man. You got to practice his stealth method.
No, don't.
No, not the method. Like you stealth people. Like
yeah,
ghost people them. Screw ghost you them. Over. Literally, oh. You gotta go stealth. You gotta
ghost them.
Ghost them.
I'm a little too good at that. But
honestly,
yeah.
Same.
Right?
Yeah.
I just, like, before I end this, like, for real, that's not cool. Like, that, it put me in a space that I don't even want to, like, fully get back into. And there's more things that happen there. But, like, don't lie to people when you're having sex.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a consent thing at the end of the day.
Yep.
Like, you consented to a certain type of protected sex, and then he lied to you and did not tell you and tricked you into something you did not consent to, which is never okay.
It's rapey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very much so.
Very Bill Cosby of him.
I mean, yeah. I'll have you guys know, though, with, like, the white Tino, he was very, very respectful. The whole time. That's why I had sex with him, because okay. I like told myself like I'm not going to, and we were like we'd make out a lot and stuff, and we'd get like really close to, and I'd be like, no, like we're not having sex. And then the reason that I actually was totally into it was because I finally at one point was like, okay, like sure, let's do it. And he was like, you don't look comfortable, so even though you're telling me that you're cool with it, I'm not cool with it if you're not.
So you're telling me this guy calls you out on your bullshit, treats you like a human being, cares about how you feel versus what you say, and you still don't want to have the conversation with him about where your relationship is going? Because you've been seeing him for like weeks now, and he wanted to have that talk with you,
Carla,
and you
shut
that down.
Boys. Carla like Wait, bad boy. You like drama in your life.
And when he first put the condom on, it broke, and I didn't see, but he did, and he took it off and put on another one.
Yeah.
The nerve of this guy.
So you're going to dump him when?
Carla. Yeah. He sounds nice.
Yeah.
You're scared of commitment.
I am terrified of commitment.
Why? At the like, it's not like you get married. Like, at the end of the day, you can still break up. I don't understand. I mean, I just don't.
I have a cousin like this. She's a self-sabotager. You're scared of just, like, you think it's too good to be true.
Yes! Yeah. Everything he tells me, I'm like, you rehearsed that. Or I'm like the 10th person to know that, too.
You are just like my cousin.
To his face. Yeah, I'm always like, you're just saying that. Like, you're just saying that.
Wait.
And I think one day he's going to get fed up and, like, leave.
Yeah. No, you got to take people for being genuine until they give you a reason not to.
Right.
Got to be more optimistic.
I say you keep this whole, the stable. The stable's good. The stable is you date 4 or 5. I don't think you get in a relationship. You're too young. You're in radio. Date a lot. But make sure you don't cut off the good ones. You know, date him. You don't have to get serious. Let him know. But this might be the guy, like, if you want to go on a trip with, if you want to, you know.
But be prepared for him to walk away if that's not what he wants.
Right. Absolutely.
You can't manipulate and trick him if he does want something more.
Oh, my God. You know? So we were, like, laying down or whatever, and we were talking about relationships, and I was like, well, I know that you don't want anything serious. And then he, like, looked at me, and he was like, I never once said that I didn't want anything serious with you.
I like him.
And
he's
I was like,
right. I like him.
He sounds like a no-bullshitter.
Yeah.
And that's what I like.
He also wants to be president of the United States someday.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's a little cute. Like, I'm not going to knock, like, of course, like, you do you. And maybe he is really into politics.
He's very into politics.
How old is he?
23.
How old do you have to be run for president? 40?
35.
35?
35, I think, yeah. Because I remember when Beyoncé, this is so stupid, like, when Beyoncé turned 35. That's when I found out about that. Because everybody was like, now Beyoncé can run for president. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I feel like it'd be too, I would never want my, I would never, obviously myself or my kids want to run for president.
No.
Because they dig so deep in your past and everything comes out. I'd be like, nah, man.
Are you hiding, Joey?
I don't think so much me. I think my family. I was like.
But could you imagine Carla as first lady? Isn't that great?
I can see her as a first lady. Yeah,
but
I could see
like,
her.
Pull off that, like, you have that whole, like, you can be a 9-to-5 business and then a fucking hot girl at night.
To turn
you know
up.
What I mean?
I heard Ford, President Ford, Betty Ford, which is the clinic come from, she was just like a raging alcoholic.
Oh,
fuck
well,
yeah.
That's not
good.
No,
so,
no.
Carla, White Claw, White House,
oh
bitch.
Oh, no.
On dick.
On what?
I just.
On dick. Oh, and on dick.
I just want to see Carla introducing herself for the first time. Like,
oh, hi, I'm the first lady.
And she bows down her time. Hi, I'm Carla.
I'm the first lady. So, White Tina, we talked about it, and I was like, I could never be the first lady, and he was like, no, like, you'd be so great at it, and we'd actually give you an official title, like, you'd actually make change, you know.
Wait, you
like,
had this conversation because we were joking,
and I looked at him and I was like, yeah, but I'm lazy, so like, I don't really want to be that first lady. And he goes, I respect that.
Oh my God,
this guy's trying so hard.
He likes you,
but he's also really good. And wouldn't you guys be like the first like Latino president to be in the White Office? How How epic would that be?
That would be. I'm voting for YT. No, when?
Yeah.
When is this? 10 more years?
Yeah, like 12?
No, like
12-ish.
Probably 12? More, because I don't think he'd run at 35. You know, he'd probably like get some more experience, become a congressman. We'd have to wait for Arizona to go blue because he's a Democrat.
We can move.
We're on the cusp from what I hear, though. Mm-hmm. We're on the cusp of becoming a blue state. Right,
register.
Nice. Hey, have you guys ever sent, I know on the show today we were talking about,
news.
It was a cupcake call, right?
Yeah.
Where this girl from Surprise, Vicky, called in that her nudes were sold in like in a garage sale and some dude got them and she was upset that her man didn't confront the guy and ask for the damn nudes back. Have you guys ever sent a nude picture?
I'm a gay man, and so, yeah, like, that's our means of communication. Like, jokes or not, it's literally how we talk to each other.
So would you say it's a weekly thing, monthly thing?
I would say it's like a... Sometimes I don't open up my Snapchat at work because I know that, like, they're going to be...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Is it just gay men, or do you think gay women like that?
I don't know. Hmm. I think that one... Gay men... I mean, men in general are very, like, consistent and very dumb, as far as I'm concerned.
Facts.
But, like, I feel like we all kind of speak the same language, whereas I think, like gay women or women who identify with something same-sex related or interest in same-sex, like, I think it kind of varies a lot.
Is a dick pic at one point? Do you become, like, desensitized? Like
I'm 100% desensitized.
Right.
But, like, I'll look at it and I'll judge. Like, I'll be like, okay.
Because I feel like now with girls, they're always doing, like, the pose thing with their asses sticking out, so you can almost see, like, a G-string or, like, their bikini bottoms. Like, to me, I'm desensitized with the thong bikinis and asses in general. Like, I love a nice ass, but
right.
I'm desensitized of pictures. Like, it doesn't turn me on to see a girl's taking a picture. I'm desensitized on ass pictures now because they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I've probably in my life sent maybe 3 or 4 total to Bryce, and I've been with him 4 years. And I trust him. That's not my issue. But anyone else, no. I did not trust that would not get out. And that always terrified me because I'd see it happen to friends. And that was enough.
Yeah.
That was enough, especially when you are on the younger side of things and you're not even secure with what you got going on. No.
Or if it's a bad breakup and that is in the back of your mind,
exactly.
Like,
or
you're going to leak the picture, the
even
video.
Even if they don't leak it, which is now illegal, thank God, it's called
thank
revenge
you.
Porn.
Right.
It's illegal. But even if they don't, I don't want you having that once I've decided that our relationship is over.
Exactly.
And I don't trust you to get rid of that. That's still me and my body, and you can have whatever memories in your head you want. I don't want you having any physical thing of me after we've ended that relationship. So I didn't do it. But just a couple of times with Bryce, I don't know. Kind of like what you said, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, even the guys at the gym would, like, they'll take their selfies with no shirts on and all their muscles, and I'm like, that's tight, that's cool. Like, I really don't care. It's like, no big deal. Like, I don't know. It doesn't. Like, I'll tell you right now, a dick pic wouldn't do shit for me. I don't fucking
do
care
shit.
At all. This
really?
Wait,
honest question. Yeah. So, like, if Bryce were to send you a picture like that, would that really just be, and no offense either way, but, like, that's so fascinating
to
me.
So it's different because he's my husband and I love him. So
right.
It would be more of like a, like, that's my man, that's my baby. Like, but if I was still casually dating like I was in college, I don't fucking care. Like, if I don't have, like, a connection with you. Mm. And, like, I had casual sex in college. It wasn't a big deal for me. But if I want, if I'm going to care about, like, I guess a photo that you send me, I have to really be into you at that point. Mm. Otherwise, like, it ain't shit. Like, I don't fucking care.
Mm. That's interesting.
That. I like that a lot.
See, I only sent, like, I think, like, one in my life.
Dick pic or, like...
Yeah, like one time. But if my wife, if she sent me, like, a butt naked picture turned me on. I think my wife is so hot.
That's your wife, right? I don't know. It's different for me now with Bryce because we have built so much together and we're still on that. And, like, I want to spend the rest of my life with
him.
But
she doesn't. So you can talk to her? Can you talk to her when you give her the...
I will not talk to her. She gets
like,
to do
hey,
what
you
she
know
wants.
What, you know what Joey wants? He wants a butt naked picture from you. Then I'll pick up her eggs from you.
Oh! Wait, what are we talking about?
Wait, I have a question. So, okay, so for girls, when guys ask for nudes, like, whatever, we're, like, nakey-nake, then I know that we can send pics of, like, our boobies, our butts. Some girls do full-on vag, which, like, I commend you. I don't have that kind of confidence. For guys, what's a nude? Like, just, like, a dick pic?
Pretty much.
That's it? Like, that's your nude?
Well, for me.
I mean, I am endowed in the backside, so, like, I can send a butt picture, and that would work, too. Like, usually that is what works. But, yeah, it would be, like... Your dick. Or you're just fully naked. It's not like a whole body shot. A lot of the times I've gotten ones where it's just the guy's dick. And that's it. And there's been sometimes where they'll compare it to something.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Have you ever had a guy like put a water bottle next to his hard ass juice? And he's like, just so you know what you're getting into. And I'm just like,
yo, you thirsty?
That would like turn me off.
Oh, it turns me off.
And I'm not going to sleep with you now.
I heard you dehydrated, girl.
I had an ex-boyfriend, take it back to Magnums, where he would all like, he would send me pictures or like he would like compare his dick to something else on his Instagram. He had a picture of like a box of Magnums and he just put hashtag that's my size. Like he was so into the fact that, and it wasn't
right
Magnum related, but boys love to compare their dicks.
That's like,
look,
ridiculous.
Look at this TV remote. Look at my dick.
I have been with a guy with a very nice sized peen and the sex was absolute shit. And I have been with a guy with a smaller penis and the sex was much better. Yes. So I literally do not care whatsoever. Mm-hmm.
It's how you work it.
Yeah,
it's how you really work it.
And it's how you treat your girl during it
as
well.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I'm
choking
all
her out. Yeah, I got you.
There's
whatever you're into.
I've definitely gotten the request. So
oh man, we're running out of time. That's
are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. Man, it's been 20 minutes. It's been 20 minutes, but that would have been a thing maybe for the next one.
Choking?
Just interesting requests. I've had a few interesting requests that I did and I turned down.
Really?
Yeah, you know when you're just not, I was like, like, what do you mean?
I don't
slap
you
hard. In the face. Punch you.
Punch
no, I can't punch you. You
give
set
me
up.
Black eye.
Oh.
I know.
I'm
did you say black
that.
Eye or black guy? Because... I got a friend, if you want. But I can't punch you. Listen, that is episode 5, The Aftermess. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Subscribe.
Because you can, because now we're officially available on iTunes, and I believe we're also on Google Play. So if you're listening somewhere else, do that. We're working on Spotify, but definitely for all of our like iOS users, we're available for subscription.
Yeah, so much love on this. So we're glad we finally got to do it. Episode 6, coming back tomorrow with it, okay?
Ooh.
See you on the morning, 5:30 to 10, Morning Mess.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.